Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom as he talks about how USMEF dealing with COVID in the global market in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacid IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com.
Ranchers, opportunities in the beef cattle industry will be the focus at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Register now for this very important event. Hear President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus 10 other presentations. Seating is limited. Call 806-323-9114 or go to the website. Presented by the Hemphill County AgriLife Extension.
While most of the restrictions surrounding COVID now behind us in the United States, that's not necessarily the case in some of our key international markets for U.S. beef. So says Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
Well, we're still very much affected in Asia in particular. Japan and Korea, two of our larger markets, as you know very well, recently have come off their more strict lockdown. So we're starting to see food service get back to some sort of new normal. It's not normal by any means, but on its way back to normal. So that's good news. But it'll take a while because this is all recently happened in the last 30 days. The bad news lies around China and Hong Kong. China and Hong Kong are in a zero COVID policy, and literally the mainland of China is locked down. I mean, businesses are closed. Ports are open, but at reduced volume. The city of Shanghai a week ago went through the testing of all 25 million residents over the course of 8 or 9 days. Of course, you get a few positives and the specific areas within the city of Shanghai are locked down. We have staff over there that are locked down in their apartment complexes and can't leave. So needless to say, businesses are not operating anywhere close to normal. So it's really an unfortunate situation because undoubtedly this sort of thing affects demand in a crazy way.
And Dan Hallstrom says they've had to get creative in finding ways to reach out to touch the consumer, especially with food service largely on the sidelines.
Food service is getting hammered, as you can imagine. That's nothing new. But on the other hand, the online platforms, the delivery platforms, are just busting at the seams with demand because people want to order online and bring their foodstuffs into their apartments. So, we're getting pretty good as an industry and as a country here in the U.S. of adapting. And I think the industry, the supply chain, is adapting as quickly as they can. But I'll be honest with you, it'll be nice when we get this behind us, whenever that is, because it's very disruptive, to say the least.
And Dan Hallstrom says they've also had to get creative when it comes to retail, offering customers a taste of U.S. beef samples outside the store instead of inside.
Even in a post-COVID, in terms of the worst impact in places like Japan and Korea, you still weren't allowed to do product tasting demos, because of social distancing and, you know, being having people too close together. So one of the ideas that we came up with was creating these we call them beef trucks, pork trucks, depending on the species, where we it's really a kitchen on wheels where we can park the truck outside of a retail store that we're doing a promotion with. And while they can't do tasting demos inside the confines of their brick and mortar, it's no problem to do it in an outside setting. So that's what we've been doing. We'll park the truck somewhere close to the main entrance, and people come out and do their tasting demo outside the store. Now, as tasting demos come back in some markets like in Mexico, where we can do tasting demos again inside, we're still opting to do them outside because it's really worked well, especially in the warmer areas, the southern parts of Mexico, where you can do it pretty much year round. The concept is stuck, and I think it's another tool we can use even without the motive being to combat the COVID policies.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.